They come up and the driller, tool push on the rig, you know, he said, look, he said, I wonder if you keep this crew out here, you know, and finish this thing up. He said, we want to get this rig going, you know. And I said, he said, instead of taking 7 days off, you just work another 10 days and then you can take 2 weeks off, see. And I said, well, I said, I'll talk to the men, you know, and see how they feel about it. So I went to him, I said, look, fellas, I said, they kind of oxen in the ditch, you know, and I said, they want this rig, get this rig going. I said, how about this staying over 10 days, you know, another 10 days, and then we'll take 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
And so most of them agreed, you know. So time, you know, just passes so slow, especially after you get off, you know, and ain't got nothing to do but just sit there. So they were getting pretty well dissatisfied. Most of them wanted to see their family. Well, I did too, you know, but this one fella, this Gotro, you know, about the next to the last day, 19th day, or something like that. I knew everybody's, they'd counted down, you know, one more day, three more days, five more days, you know, getting them down. Like I said before, just think, we get through today and tomorrow we go home, you know. So, I just thought I'd have a little fun, you know, so I went around, I winked at a couple of them, you know. I said, well, Gotro, I said, got bad news. He said, what you say, Mr. Bo? I said, got bad news. He said, what you mean? I said, well, I said, two pushes, I said, we ain't gonna finish all of it. I said, he wants us to stay here another 10, you know, and then we'll take 3 weeks off. Hot damn, no, not me. I said, all good, so I said, what you got to go home for? I said, man, I said, your wife will be there, you know, at the end of another 10 days. I said, just think, 3 weeks laying up, boy. I said, man, I had me some fun 3 weeks off. Wouldn't you so-and-so? Yeah. He stood there and he shook his head. I damn no. I damn no. He said, that boat come, I'm going. I'm gone. And I finally, you know, I said, oh, I said, Gotro, I said, what the heck you want to go home for? You know. He said, I'd damn to make some little bitty people, no.
Make some little bitty people.
Make some little bitty people. He was wanting to get a little bitty. He said, I'd damn to make some little bitty people, no. But another time I thought about that woodpecker. After we finished that job, went on another job up state Mississippi. And had some of the same Frenchmen, you know, because the job played out down there, and it was either do without work, you know, follow the work. Mm-hmm. So we got up and was building this paper mill, and we just went to a pine thicket, you know, and just knocked pine trees down, you know, and put this paper mill. And consequently, with the bulldozer hit a bunch of these pine trees with the actual foundations wasn't going. They'd hit trees off to the side, you know, that they would eventually clear out, you know, but they just hit them with that bulldozer, and a lot of them had killed the life, you know. They just died. Well, boy, down in Louisiana, now down in the marshes, see, all they see down there is seagulls, pelicans, you know, rice birds, and old spires and stuff like that, you know, martins. But they the woodpeckers, they ain't got that many trees, you know, just marsh grass, you know, and gallberry bush and such as that. So a lot of these Frenchmen actually hadn't seen the woodpecker, see? So I laughed at one of them, a boy named was Landry, and these woodpeckers would get on these old kind of a dead pine tree, you know, and we was working up on the finishing part of this finishing room of this plant, which was about, oh, I guess,